the decolonization of Africa. Introduction. The role of women in the decolonization of Africa highlights the significant contributions of women to the anti-colonial struggle and the formation of post-colonial states. While much of the historical narrative surrounding African decolonization has centered on male leaders and military figures, women played vital roles as activists, organizers, and leaders in various movements across the continent. This overview will examine the historical context, key figures, theoretical frameworks, and contemporary discussions regarding women's contributions to the decolonization of Africa, emphasizing the need for a more inclusive historical narrative. Historical context. The decolonization of Africa, which gained momentum in the mid-20th century, was marked by a wave of independence movements across the continent as countries sought to liberate themselves from colonial rule. Women were integral to these movements, often participating in grassroots organizing, protests, and armed resistance. During colonial rule, women faced unique challenges as colonial powers imposed patriarchal structures that marginalized their roles in society. Despite this, they actively resisted colonialism through various means, including economic boycotts, political activism, and participation in armed struggles. Key figures and movements. Numerous women emerged as prominent figures in the decolonization movement across Africa. Their contributions have often been overlooked in mainstream historical narratives, yet they were pivotal in shaping the course of independence struggles. 1. Josina Machel. A key figure in Mozambique's liberation struggle, Josina Machel was a member of the Frelimo Party and dedicated her life to the fight against Portuguese colonialism. She worked tirelessly to mobilize women and promote their involvement in the independence movement, advocating for women's rights and empowerment. 2. Wambui Otino. In Kenya, Wambui Otino was a prominent activist who fought against colonial oppression and gender discrimination. She was involved in the Mau Mau movement and played a significant role in challenging the colonial government's policies, including advocating for the right of widows and land ownership. 3. Femiliya Ransom Kuti. A leading figure in Nigeria's anti-colonial movement, Ransom Kuti was instrumental in organizing protests against colonial taxation and advocating for women's rights. She founded the Abeokuta Women's Union, which mobilized women to fight for social and economic justice. 4. Lillian Ngoyi. As a leader in the African National Congress and the Federation of South African Women, Ngoyi played a vital role in the anti-apartheid struggle. She was a prominent figure in the 1956 Women's March to Pretoria, which protested against the past laws that restricted the movement of black women. These women, among many others, exemplified the diverse ways in which African women contributed to the decolonization process. Their activism not only challenged colonial rule, but also had the groundwork for future movements advocating for gender equality and social justice. Theoretical frameworks. Understanding the role of women in the decolonization of Africa requires the application of various theoretical frameworks that highlight their contributions. 1. Feminist theory. Feminist theory provides a lens through which to analyze the experiences of women in the decolonization process. It emphasizes the importance of recognizing women's roles as active agents in their struggle, rather than passive participants in male-dominated narratives. 2. Intersectionality. This framework, introduced by Kimberly Crenshaw, is essential for understanding how various social identities, such as race, class, and gender, intersect to shape women's experiences during decolonization. It highlights the complexities of women's identities and the multiple forms of oppression they faced. 3. Postcolonial feminism. This perspective critiques the way in which colonialism and patriarchy have shaped the experiences of women in Africa. It seeks to center the voices of African women in discussions about decolonization and challenges the dominance of Western feminist frameworks. 4. Decolonial feminism. This emerging framework emphasizes the need to decolonize feminist thought by incorporating indigenous knowledge systems and cultural practices. It advocates for an understanding of gender that is rooted in the specific historical and cultural context of African societies. Contemporary studies. In contemporary African studies, the contribution of women to the decolonization of Africa are increasingly recognized and celebrated. Scholars are working to recover and amplify the voices of women who played critical roles in these movements. Key themes encouraged the discussions include revising historical narratives. There is a growing recognition of the need to revise historical narratives to include the contribution of women in the decolonization process. This involves re-examining primary sources, oral histories, and archival materials to uncover the stories of women activists. Intersectionality in activism. Contemporary discussions emphasize the importance of intersectionality in understanding women's activism during decolonization. Scholars are exploring how factors such as class, ethnicity, and religion influence women's experiences and strategies in the independence movements. Legality of women's activism. The legacy of women's activism during the decolonization period continues to influence contemporary movements for gender equality and social justice in Africa. Scholars are examining how the struggles of past generations inform current feminist movements and the ongoing fight against patriarchy and colonial legacies. Global perspectives. The contributions of African women to decolonize are increasingly being situated within a global context. Scholars are exploring the connections between African women's struggles and those of women in other post-colonial contexts, highlighting the shared experiences of resistance and resilience. Conclusion. The decolonization of Africa was profoundly shaped by the active participation and leadership of women who challenged both colonial oppression and patriarchal norms to forge a more equitable and just society. The contributions of women to Africa's decolonization process have often been overlooked or marginalized, but their stories and legacies offer powerful insights into the complex dynamics of colonialism and resistance. Ultimately, the history of women in Africa's decolonization serves as a testament to the transformative power of collective action and the enduring importance of gender justice in the struggle for human liberation.